KC2, WDJ. All right, everybody, it's time for our Thursday night technical net for the Bergen County Amateur Radio Club. Before we start, are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? All right, sounds good. I'm sure most of you know the protocol here. Unfortunately, our regular host there, Gordon, is not able to make it tonight, so I'll be hosting. This is the technical net, so you know, anything related to radios, electronics, technology, or even anything else for all, anything at all, things for sale. This is a place to do it. I'm going to go ahead with a call out, see who's listening. Any stations beginning with Alpha, please call in, KC2 WDJ. Okay, how about Whiskeys? Any Whiskeys?
W2JEK, Don with a comment.
Hi, Don, I got you. Anybody else? Really now, no more Whiskeys. Okay, Kilos. Any Kilos?
W2EIR with a question.
Owie, I got you down here. Question. Okay, any more Kilos? I heard a little bit of static there. I don't know if that was somebody trying to get through. You want to try it again? Can anybody make that guy out? I heard a voice in there, but I couldn't make it out. Okay, guess not. Novembers. Any Novembers? All right. Well, this seems to be a light crew tonight. Any call sign at all, please call in. KC2 WDJ.
K2 AMI listening. No comments.
UMP in Pearl River and just listening this evening.
All right, Tony, I got you, K2 AMI, and there was another station that doubled with Tony. Can you come back again?
Good evening. This is Jim, WA2UMP in Pearl River, and just listening this evening.
All right, so I got Tony and Jim. Sounds good. Any other stations?
Good evening. This is 782IJJ.
I believe that was KD2 something something Juliet. Can you say that again?
Yes, sir. Kilo Delta 2, Indian Bravo Juliet, N7. Over.
Is that India Bravo Juliet?
Yes, sir. India Bravo Juliet.
Any comments, questions, anything?
If you don't mind, I'd like to just listen at the moment. Over.
I'm sorry, it's really hard to make it. Can you say that one more time?
Just listening at the moment. Just monitoring, over.
Just monitoring, got it. Okay, any more calls?
Kilo Delta 2.
I heard a Kilo Delta 2, and I believe it sounded like Chris. Is that Chris, KD2IMV?
Roger, roger.
Hi, Chris. You have a comment or question, or you're just listening tonight?
Oh, with a question.
All right. I believe you said just listening. I'm going to put you down for that because it's kind of hard to make you, but speak up if I got that wrong there. All right. Anybody else check in?
2DXT. Just listening.
Geez, I don't know if it's me or it's repeater. Can you repeat your call one more time, sir?
N2DXT, November 2, Delta, X-ray Tango.
Okay, that came in pretty clear. Are you, any comments or questions, or you're just listening?
Just listening to the conversation this evening, and I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Anybody else?
KB2NLA, Chris, just listening.
Good evening, Chris. All right, I got you down here for just listening. Any other call signs? All right, I guess that just about wraps it up. Looks like we have a pretty big listening crowd tonight. I guess what I'll do is go ahead over to W2JEK for his comment, and then we'll move along to K2EIR with Howie for his question. So W2JEK, over to you.
Okay, Walter, thank you very much. K2BAR and Annette, this is W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Announcing that Bauer will be running a VE test session on Friday, November 20th at 7 p.m. And that will technically will be at the Westwood Regional High School, unless we learn otherwise, but I believe that's where we're going to be. And if you're coming, you'll need your $15 fee, some identification, like a photo ID, like a driver's license or a passport, or something like that. Or two forms of done photo ID. And if you have a license, please bring it along with a copy of the license. If you don't have a license, you'll need a social security number or obtain in advance the FRN number, which you will get from the FCC, that you have to give them your social security number. And if you're using a calculator, that's fine. It has to be empty, nothing in the memory. iPod, cell phones, etc. cannot be used as calculators. One other little comment. I was just listening on the bands, and they sound pretty sick tonight, but I just worked a guy on 40 meters with my 5 watts of CW, and he was down in Aruba, so all is not dead yet, but this is a taste of what the bottom of the sunspot cycle was like, so if you think your radio is dead, it isn't. Back to that, W2JEK.
Oh, wow. Thanks a lot. That's pretty fascinating. I heard somebody say earlier, too, that 6 meters is pretty open right now. But I don't even have an antenna set up for that. Does anybody have any questions for W2JEK? All right. Moving right along, then. Howie, K2EIR, I'm moving over to you for your question.
Very good. Here is K2EIR. I wish we had more people. I don't think we can get much of an answer. Walter, you actually heard this question last night, or sort of as a comment at the Crystal Radio Club meeting, and Paul gave me an answer, but I'm looking for more. If you've bought a new car recently, you'll find that most of the keys now have chips, and you can't actually keep the engine running without the right key. And the dealers charge upwards of $275 for a replacement key. Typically, like my key has the keyless entry, you know, the alarm system, and you know, the wireless entry combined with a physical key. But again, it's very costly. Paul's last night, K2PH's suggestion was there are locksmiths who charge you less, but it's still fairly expensive. I've gone on the internet for the answer to so many questions, and either I don't see prices or there's the insinuation that it will be almost as costly as the dealer. So I'm looking for other people's experiences with getting an extra key for a recent car, and if there's a way to keep the cost more reasonable. Obviously, the good old days where you could have a key made for $7 or $8 and you didn't have to worry about the chips are past us, at least for a while. So that's my question. Where do you get cheap keys that will work for your new car? K2EIR.
All right, sounds pretty interesting. I actually, unfortunately, would have no idea, Howie, but I'm going to turn over the net. Does anybody have any answers or solutions for Howie?
KV2NLA. Howie, there is a company online that you could purchase a key, and it comes with detailed instructions on how to program a third key or a fourth key for your vehicle in the convenience of your own driveway without having to go to a locksmith.
I do know a locksmith in Ramsey, New Jersey. Ramsey Locksmith is the name, and they do have a transponder system, and the keys are about $60, which is a lot less than a dealer probably would charge you.
That's a lot less, but yeah, I heard, you know, they have to be laser etched, and they have to be programmed to the car, etc. Now, I, for whatever it's worth, in my 17-year-old car that I got rid of, I did get a remote control over the internet with instructions, and I did program it myself, whereas my local mechanic, who's usually very reasonable, said he'd have to get a guy in to program it, and it would be at least $150. So I do know that it you can do it yourself, at least on older things, and it does pay to do it, because that's what the replacement remote control for something like $10 or $12, and programmed it myself without much difficulty. But I think I'm dealing with a whole new kettle of things here. So thanks for the tip on Ramsey Locksmith. Again, it isn't just buying the key, it's getting it programmed that would be the problem.
K2TRW, will come.
Oh, just had a whole bunch of people chime in there. I heard a call I don't believe I heard initially with a comment. Go ahead.
Sometime, Howie, for KD2BOR. He's typically on about 1 a.m. in the morning during a commute, and I think about 11 a.m. on the return commute. And he's got a mechanic shop down south along the parkway somewhere, I forget where. But he'll certainly have some comments, and there are definitely cheaper solutions out there than $60 a shot. I ran into them a few weeks ago, but I don't remember where I saw it now, because it's just went in one ear and out the other, unfortunately, because it's not applicable to me at the moment.
I know Rocky from on the air, and I have his email address. I didn't think of him. Thank you. Back to Net Control, K2EIR.
All right, Alex, you sort of assistance. Bruce, I got you down for check-in. I don't know if we got a bunch of latecomers when I first called for check-ins. I only had two people, and then when I finished that, I turned it to the floor for anybody. Got about six more, so we're currently at the end of our list for people who had something to contribute. So I'm going to turn it back to the floor again. Does anybody have any comments, questions, announcements, things for sale, anything they'd like to add to tonight's set? KC2WDJ.
KT2TRW with a comment.
Just with a comment, checking in.
At least three in there, Walt.
Yeah, I had a bunch of guys stepping all over each other, which is actually good. It means we got people to contribute. The only one I was able to make out was K2TRW. I believe you said you had a comment.
Yeah, good evening. This is K2TRW. My name is Kai, Kilo Alpha India. My comment about the keys is I'm not sure if this is applicable, but I had a 1999 Acura with one of those transponder keys. It's an earlier, now it's an older model, and I was able to get the replacement key, and they were able to program it for me at Lowe's for $30. I had that done last year. So I'm not sure if that's applicable. I know that newer cars, they have more sophisticated two-way transponder systems that might cost a little more, but if it's just a one-way, it might be cheaper done there, believe it or not. That's all. Back to net.
No kidding. All right. Well, Lo, you may want to check out Lowe's and Edison. All right, and I think there was two other people in there. If you want to go ahead.
W2CH, Ray and White Plains with a comment.
W2CH, Ray with a comment. Ray, go ahead.
Okay, fine. Good evening to the net. I was going to say also, back in earlier this year, it was close to $200 with tax for the key with, you know, the control there for 2014 Honda Accord. So I do know from us what it costs. Also, just to mention, there is the Maker Faire with, you know, that do-it-yourself with everything at Barnes & Noble all around this weekend, like here in White Plains and at others tomorrow and Saturday, Sunday, which they had information online and in the store. Just thought I'd mention it with that kind of thing. W2CH back to net.
Thank you very much, Ray. Howie, do you have any questions for him? Or?
Negative, Walter, thanks. Say hello to Ray. As I've mentioned on this net before, Ray and I go back to the first net I used to run back in the Bronx, back in the 64-65 era. Ray was one of the check-ins from Elmsford. That's where he lived at the time. So I'm always happy to hear Ray. It's amazing to think, you know, 50X years have passed, 50-plus, and Ray's still here and I'm still here. Amateur radio is great. Back to net control, K2EIR.
That's fantastic. Yeah, well, welcome, Ray. Good to have you on board. Not 100% sure of this, but I believe I heard another voice in there. Is there anybody else who wanted to add to the net tonight? Comment, question, item for sale, anything?
KD2JDC, is Edward over in Northvale, over?
Edward, KD2JDC, you have a comment, question, item for sale, anything?
Negatory, just tuned in late and was listening, just wanted to put my sign out there.
All right, I got you down in our check-in here. All right, turn it back to the floor. Anything, any other discussions anybody would like to bring up for tonight? I believe I heard that station again, but I don't know what to tell you, buddy. We get the first syllable, then it completely cuts out. I don't know if it's the... I don't think it's the repeater making everybody else here.
I guess if there's a topic for the net, does anybody know what's going on with that station trying to break in right now?
B2JEK.
Go ahead.
W2JEK. Last week we had a station on and it was having that problem and it was a battery going down. You get about the first syllable out and then the thing would cut out. And it's that same thing that seems to be happening tonight. I don't know who, I forget who it was last week, but this might be somebody else. I don't know who it is. Back to net. W2JEK.
Whatever it is, Waldy is not making the machine.
I hear you. All right, we'll move along. I guess if nobody else has got anything, I'm going to do my own little feature again and go ahead, jump out there and ask a question to somebody here. And that is, how did they get interested in amateur radio? And with our newcomer here, W2CH Ray, I think I'd like to hear from you. How did you first become interested in amateur radio?
Okay. Good evening. Let me see. I have it. Sorry, was somebody else there? Okay, I thought I heard something else. Yes, well, it's been quite a while. This is not my original call. I was Whiskey Victor II Zulu Papa Delta's in office in 1962 through my friends back in school, through the radio club in high school. Actually got interested with the medium wave radio DXing, then the shortwave receiver from Radio Shack was a Halicrafter, and then after that went from novice to tech, did VHF over Elmsford that Howie mentioned when we knew each other, and a lot of others were joined the hobby back then. In those school years and field days in 62 and with a bunch of different clubs over the years, I won't get into names, some are around, some aren't. Also did the World's Fair in 1964, 65, operate K2US, mostly 6 and 2 meters, then the FM in the early 70s, and later on got the General, still with the FCC, got into HF, and worked quite a few countries, VUCC, worked all states, worked all continents, and some contest awards, and just all around active with the hobby and clubs. As a matter of fact, the person who wrote an article this month in QSD about the fifth recorder is in the Peekskill Cortland Club we belong to, and we'll be at the Maker Fair up there, just thought I'd mention it. And those are some of the things in the background, the hobby, so I'm in my 54th year. So back to net, W2CH. Also,
KC2NKU Maryland in White Plains Rays of the Half, just wanted to check in. It's Maryland, M-A-R-Y-L-Y-N. My call is Kilo Charlie 2... KC2NKU, back to net.
Okay, back to net. W2CH with another check in there.
Well, thank you very much, Ray in Maryland. That's a wonderful story you got there. And I love Halicrafters, man. They got a special place in my heart. So that's wonderful. Does anybody else want to go? Anybody else want to talk about their how they got introduced into amateur radio?
KC2NKU, that ham radio is not a hobby, it's an obsession.
You got that right, and it's kind of an expensive obsession, or it can be anyway. Would you like to explain, Marilyn, how you first got involved in amateur radio?
KC2NKU, that, well, it's a long story, but hold on. Because it's out. Into ham radio. Well, I'm divorced once, no children. My ex-husband is a ham, and with due respect to him, well, I'll give out his callers. I don't care. I've been divorced with him for 20 years. He's WB2IYG, Willie Baker's 2, innocent young girls. I was married to him for 6 years. We're not going to the hobby, out of spite. And then, when I met Ray, and we got talking. He's a ham, and I just took up the hobby by myself. I'm a general, no Elmer, no nothing, and I done ham radio. I got my for 11 years I was a tech, and now I'm a general. And as I said, it isn't a hobby. Believe you me, it's an obsession. Anyway, back to net control.
KC2, WDJ. All right, well, thank you very much, Marilyn. And absolutely right. You know, if you notice anything about hams, it seems to go with them their entire lives. You know, and I think we can say that about all of us. One thing that we've kind of maintained, I'm, you know, maybe not that old myself, but ever since I was a little boy, it's something I've been interested in, and look at me now, I'm only even more interested in it. So, alright, does anybody else have anything to contribute with the net tonight? Any comments, questions, items for sale, theories, conspiracies, anything anybody would like to add at all, please call KC2WDJ.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, name here is Bob, and have a question.
Bob, go ahead with your question.
Okay, I acquired a router that I loaded with the HSMM firmware, and this particular model of the Linksys, it's a WRT54GS, which can do tunnels, so I've got it all set up to do a tunnel. However, I haven't found any place to tunnel to yet. Over.
Okay, I'm not quite sure of your question, Bob.
I was wondering if anybody knew a tunnel server that I could connect into. I'd be a client. So I was wondering, I already talked to Gordon, W2PT, and he gave me a name, but I haven't heard back. I emailed that other person, but I haven't heard anything. Over.
All right, sounds good. Does anybody have a server or know of any place that Bob can access?
Comment, W8QBC.
Bruce, go ahead.
I'll throw something out. I'm not positive for high-speed ham mesh, but in the tunnels that I work with in the past in the IP world, tunnels are point-to-point. They usually have to be configured on both endpoints. So you need to put a configuration on your end, and the other end needs to put a configuration pointing back at you. Now, that implies that you need to know the other guy's IP address. And if he's got a dynamic IP address, then things get a little more interesting. And you can use something like DYN DNS or OpenDNS or a few of the other OpenDNS services and potentially get a host name to work with. And the host name will be kept up to date. When the IP changes, the host name will track it. I don't know if the ham mesh software can use host names or just numeric IPs, but you generally have to do these things point to point. You need somebody on the other side, and you both have to swap a bit of information to get the tunnel up.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty much what I thought it worked like that, and I was sort of hoping that there was somebody would know somebody that has such connections that I could connect to. Over.
I'm not active on ham mesh, but they obviously need to be within shouting distance radio-wise of your location, so that's one requirement. And it's actually not on 2, it's on Wi-Fi, and that's considerably shorter distance. Outdoor Yagis and dishes help, and of course they have to have something similar, so either a Linksys or a Ubiquiti type node. And Gordon and the group are building quite a large mesh running around, and I'm sure some of those folks have the ability to configure tunnels in their equipment.
Okay, well, thank you, WA2IC for ID. So, yeah, I'll see what I can figure out from there. Thank you. Over, WA2IC, clear.
All right, Bob, thank you very much. Interesting topic. Sounds actually like something that might be interesting to learn. I've never even heard of these mesh networks. All right, anybody have any more comments, questions, anything for the net? I'll take the silence as a no. All right, well, I'll take this opportunity to thank everybody for stopping in for a Thursday night technical net for the Bergen County Amateur Radio Club. Typically, held Thursdays at 9. I know I announced at the beginning of the net, but Gordon was out tonight, so I filled in. I hope I did a decent job for you all, and wish you a good night. This is KC2WDJ, closing the technical net, 73. Chris, is that you? KC2WDJ.
Yes, am I making the repeater or am I...
I got about the first half of that and then it cut out, but yes, you are making the repeater now, finally. Was that you earlier?
I think it's first of all. I don't know. Doing it now. I wasn't sure if you were trying to be or...
Right, it's most certainly doing that thing again where it transmits for a second, and we get the first syllable, then it cuts out. I'm wondering, too, if the initial signal is enough to key the repeater, but you just fall below the noise floor and it squelches you out. I don't know what's going on with that. I feel like you've made the repeater better before. Are you trying to work from home? Well, now I ain't getting you at all. Just try and get that thing a little higher, eh? KC2WDJ.
Hello, Delta2JIJ. Is next control still in service? This is a late check-in.
Hey, the net's over, but I can add you down if you'd like to check in. It's KD2JIJ, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I was listening for the past 30 minutes or so, but I'm in a noisy... Well, I was in a noisy area, so I didn't call in or at all. So, yeah, the call sign is correct, KD2JIJ, and you're here is Sergey. We've spoken before.
Sir, I remember you. Did you have anything you wanted to add tonight? Maybe there's still a few people floating around listening.
To answer your question, I was introduced to ham radio through emergency services, through the ambulance corps. Right now I'm actually using the ham radio at our local fire department in Allendale. And, so I became an emergency medical technician about 2 years ago, and using the radios on the ambulance and telling dispatch where we are, you know, when we're on scene and et cetera, was pretty interesting. And, you know, seeing how far the radios can actually transmit, I thought was pretty cool. So that's how I got involved into ham radio, and bought a Baofeng, and now I'm using a Yaesu 7900R at the firehouse, which is not mine, but I have access to it pretty much 24/7, so it's pretty handy. KD2JIJ.
That sounds pretty neat. What do they typically run for ambulances? Is that on UHF or?
To answer your question, for New Jersey, the statewide fire and EMS frequencies are VHF, and the statewide police frequencies are UHF. So most police departments choose UHF, and most fire and EMS departments are VHF. But for Allendale Ambulance specifically, we do call in service on the PD channel, which is UHF. But if we need to go to mutual aid to another town, we'll use either their police frequency or we'll go on a VHF frequency like Spend 4 or Gems 4.
There you go, pretty neat. You know what kind of radios they're running there? Are they the Motorola jobs that are kind of black boxes, but...
Off the top of my head, I don't know the model number. I'm looking at the radio right now. Because we have them at the radio desk, but they are Kenwoods. They're kind of an older model, but they're just simple analog, single band Kenwood radios that put out about 100 watts.
Ooh, and what do they got? The hamstick type antennas on the outside, or?
You know, honestly, they don't think. Well, I don't want to say for everyone, but they pretty much just buy any antenna and just slap it on. They buy, if it's a VHF radio, they just slap on any VHF radio. They don't worry about tuning or anything. So, but with my ambulance corps, we're our antennas are actually too long, so every time we enter and exit the garage or ambulance bay, the antennas would hit the garage. So one of the line officers asked me to look at antennas and get a properly tuned antenna for the frequencies that we use. So I'm looking into a two antennas, one VHF, one UHF, commercially tuned.
Oh, geez. Well, hey, all the more power to them. Now they got a ham in the ranks. They can get somebody who knows what they're doing and get some nice resident antennas in those vehicles. Who knows? Maybe it'll make the difference one day, especially on a you know, vehicle designed to save people's lives. So, thank you for your service.
Yeah, I do thoroughly enjoy it. I do it 100% volunteer, so it's pretty fun, and pretty much all I ask is really a thank you from patients. That's all I, well, unless they're unresponsive, they can't really say thank you, but I assume they say thank you. And yeah, radio-wise, yeah, in EMT school, they don't really teach you much about radios. They try to, but most people kind of just fall asleep during that lecture. But I think it's pretty important, radio communications, because evidently, I mean, you know, personally, I mean, I would say that every EMT should always have a portable on them, and, you know, in case of an emergency. But most people think, oh, we live in Bergen County, it's a safe neighborhood, but you never know. KD2JIJ.
BA2QBC.
Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, KC2WDJ in the group WA2QBC. For what it's worth, Walt, if you're curious, all the public service frequencies are readily available on the web by Googling them. So you could put in, say, Allendale Fire or Allendale Ambulance radio frequencies or something along those lines, and you'll come up with a document that lists all sorts of frequencies for police, fire, ambulance, and other types of services around. And you can get it for VHF as well as UHF. Let me let it drop. As far as the antennas being physically too long on the top of the vehicles and hitting the top of the garage door, you can get a base-loaded antenna and then trim the stainless steel whip down to length as you need to. There's usually a set screw down there towards the bottom where you can adjust and slide the whip up within a couple inches one way or the other. Now, if you don't want to start cutting the whip, obviously you need an SWR bridge, an SWR meter for this kind of thing, or an analyzer of some sort that'll tell you what frequency the antenna is tuned for. Chances are the antennas you've got are probably on the long side. They're set for lower frequencies. So it's a matter of cutting the antenna a little bit shorter now. If you don't want to cut the stainless steel whip, which is understandable, you can probably get yourself a chunk of bare or even insulated solid 14-gauge wire. Cut it about the same length as the whip. Stick it down into the lower part of the antenna, tighten it down so it's got good contact. And then you can start snipping the copper off bit by bit to see where the sweet spot is. And then go back and recreate that on the stainless whip. At least that way you've got a backup plan.
Yeah, that's the big thing, is we need our antennas tuned properly. So, but just a matter of getting to it, really. That's all I need to do. KD2JJ.
I know it's not easy to get the equipment down there, but a number of us have analyzers that could be hooked up to an antenna. We can tell you what the resident frequency is. And, you know, with a little bit of pre-setup, you could do something like that at kit night, but getting the equipment over to the high school in Washington Township could be a little bit of a challenge.
I would say I just picked up my own antenna analyzer, but unfortunately it does not do VHF or UHF. It's for HF, but wonderful little thing, MFJ223, a little graphical four-color analyzer.
Now, different topic and different question. Do any of you guys transmit on the 50 megahertz band? what is that, a 10 meter, I believe? KD2JAJ.
Well, that would be 6 meters, and I'm personally not active on 6, but I've got it in the back of my mind to build a 4 element 6 meter beam at some point in the future. That's probably going to be a spring project. Behind some long boom 2 meter and long boom 432 antennas for a sideband.
Good evening, KO2OK, Mobile.
Bennett, welcome to the group, WA2QBC in the group. I pass it over to you, Walt, and why don't you see what you have to comment on.
Technically, the net's over, but, yeah, I don't really have much of a comment, just enjoying my new analyzer. I haven't done any work on 6 meter, although my 7200 is capable of it. I suppose with the size antenna that's required in this recent Aurora, it's probably something I should invest in, although I'm trying to get my 10 meter situation a little squared away to join the Monday night net. But yeah, I don't really have much to add, so back to you guys, KC2WDJ.
Yeah, the only reason why I'm asking was our Yaesu 8900R is able to go on 50 megahertz, so I was just curious. I did go on the calling frequency, but obviously I didn't really hear anyone. It also does 20 megahertz, which I forget what band that is, but it does the 20 megahertz. But unfortunately our antenna that's connected to it doesn't like 20 megahertz, so I need to do a contact with someone and really test that out.
Is that a FM radio, by any chance? This is Bennett, by the way, KO2OK. So were you trying on FM on 6?
Yeah, I just wanted to, K2OK, I just wanted to try and see if anyone can hear me on the 20 megahertz band. Yeah, just to see if it works and see if the antenna will take it. I believe it's either a tri-band antenna or a quad band. I'm really not sure. And right now I can't really climb on the roof to go look. So I figured I would try from the ground.
Well, 15 meters is 21 megahertz. Is that what you're thinking of?
Not. There's no 20 megahertz ham band.
Let me look on the radio right now, actually. See if it's 20 megahertz or 21 megahertz.
Probably 21 megahertz on the radio.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radio right now. It's actually from 29 megahertz all the way up to 28 megahertz is all it will be able to transmit on and receive on.
That's the 10 meter band.
And what license class do you have?
Just a technician right now. So I'm looking online and it says it can only transmit on 28.0 to 28.3 and 28.3 and 28.5, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. KD2JAJ.
I'll have to go take a look at the band plan for that. I haven't looked at tech privileges recently. Hang on one second, I'll pull up the chart online.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now on the ARRL website. And for 10 meter, I believe it's 28 megahertz to 28.5 megahertz I'm allowed to transmit on.
It's also going to depend on the mode and the license class.
Yeah, it says maximum 200 watts. 28.0, 28.3 would be CW Radiant data. But CW and phone is 28.3 to 28.5.
Thank you.
last operator, you are not making it into repeater whatsoever. KD2JJ will be listening. Yeah, I heard a call, but it's unreadable.
Yeah, sir, yeah, I think you probably got the right information. 28.0 to 28.2 is CW Ridian data, and from 28.3. And from 28.3 to 28.5, you've got SSD and CW privileges.
Yeah, I'm looking on the website right now, so that's honestly my worst nightmare, is to transmit on a frequency by accident that I'm not allowed to. I think that would, I would feel pretty bad if I did that, so. Now, is phone the same as, phone is just, you know, voice audio FM, if I'm, just to, you know, verify, I guess.
Phone covers a lot of different modes, but the normal mode for voice on 10 meters and single sideband, there are also people doing FM, I think, which is some of the repeaters, and that tends to be more on the high end of that band. But from 28.3 to 28.5, you get one single sideband voice, and you don't need to worry about a calling frequency. Just find any frequency within that range, and if the band is open, you'll probably hear some folks and maybe even be able to listen.
Yeah, I don't know if this radio is able to do single sideband or if it does it automatically, so I got to look online and see that. I know it just, right now it's standard FM on 28 megahertz.
Is that something that's tunable, where you've got a dial and the frequency changes, or do you just have a selector switch that's used between a couple of fixed channels?
I just spin a dial and the frequency will just go up or down.
So what model radio is this, the vendor?
It's a Yaesu 8900R, Yaesu 8900R.
I'll pull up a spec sheet real quick.
Call.
Go ahead.
It's KC2QNK, I just want to know if I'm hearing the repeater.
I think the machine may be a little noisy, it's a little hard for me to tell since I'm on an HP in my house, but you're definitely making the machine.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to make sure it's a repeater. I'm located over here in downtown Brooklyn, two blocks away from the Barclays Center. The name here is Juan Juliet Union, Apple November, KC2QNK.
KC2QNK in the group WA2QBC. Good evening, Juan. Welcome to the little chat here. My name is Bruce, and I'm up in northeast New Jersey. The machine is off the Hudson of the Alpine Tower. Shouldn't have any trouble reaching it at all from Brooklyn there. And just doing a little research for Bob here on his radio, which looks to be a quad band FM radio, 50 watts, on 10.62 meters, and see what else. I got to get to the data sheet.
You're talking about the 8900. I know it does the VHF, UHF, and 6 meters. I never heard of Tom doing 10 meters in that radio. Myself, I have a Kenwood CS2000 working off right now, you love the, when you transfer 10 meters, you're going to kind of love it. I had a bunch of QSL cards. I do a lot of QSL cards in 10 meters. I'm up to 600 QSL cards, but you're going to have a fun time getting that on 10 meters, but try to get that upgrade to general, and you expand more and have more fun.
Roger that. Bob, it looks like it'll do 10, 6 meters, 2 meters, and 432, a.k.a. 70 centimeters. But it looks like to be FM only, and your limited frequency range. And I don't know if there's a whole lot of FM on the low part of 10 meters. I got to see the game plan for that.
KD2JJ, still listening.
KD2LOG.
So is anyone on the air able to do 10 meters or no? KD2JJ.
Yeah, you want to do 10 meters? KD2LOG. Bayon.
KD2WDJ, I also have my rig currently set up for 10 meters.
Alright, beautiful. Let's do 28.45. Let's try that. 28.45.
What, lower or upper sideband, or what do you want to do, AM, FM?
My radio can only do FM, I believe. I don't think I can do lower or upper sideband.
Alright, I'll meet you there.
This frequency as well. KD2JIJ, I'll go ahead and throw my call on 28.45 FM.
And I hope you all have a 10-meter antenna, otherwise you may hurt your radio. KO2OK, still listening.
I do not have FM mode on my rig, but I am on upper sideband on 2845.
W82, you just got stepped on. Go ahead with your transmission.
Yeah, I may not be making it well. Walt, you sure you don't have FM on your HF radio? Most HF radios will have FM modes.
It is. I have no idea how to access it. I have upper sideband, lower sideband, CW, RIDI, and 8AM available to me.
Press and hold AM.
The AM mode. Hold the mode button. Hold it in, and it may switch to FM or narrow FM.
Yeah, I was trying that. That didn't work. I really don't think this has FM.
Interesting. Okay, I'll butt out. And just about home here in Tawako. Have a good evening. KO2OK.
73 is KO2OK. I'm going to go throw my call sign out and see if you guys can hear me.
73 is Bennett, WACQBC. Matt,
yeah, I don't think you guys are able to hear me. I just threw my call sign out twice.
Sir, that would be a negative.
Well, at least we got this repeater still. It was worth a shot, though. What kind of HF radio do you have again?
Asking me?
What kind of HF radio do you have?
I have an ICOM IC7200.
Yeah, I saw an HF radio online that was, you know, like 4 inches wide by 2 inches tall and had a small LCD screen on it for like $400. Not thinking about saving money up for that. So this is a nice radio. So for some reason I like radios with a green LCD screen. I know this one only has an orange one, but I don't know, green's my favorite color.
So figure, part of the reason I got my 7200 is because of that orange screen. But you know what radio you'd like to be good in your price range used is a Yaesu 450D. All mode transceiver, got a built-in antenna tuner. I mean, it's only up to 3-to-1, you know, mismatch, but built-in antenna tuner. Pretty cheap for what it is, and I believe it's 100 watts. So it's a fantastic radio. You may want to check it out.
You said a Yaesu 450 Bravo, or just 450?
450 Delta, and I believe it has a bluish green screen.
FYI, techs don't have any FM privileges on 10 meters.
I copy that direct. Yeah, I'm looking at the 450 Delta. And on EHAM, it says it's $900.
Did you get my comment about techs not having any FM privileges on 10 meters?
Yes, I did. I did copy that.
Looking at the ham band color version from the ARRL site, and you've got single sideband only from 28.3 to 28.5 with a 200 watt restriction.
Yeah, so I was trying to test my radio if it'll do single sideband. I was testing that mode.
QRX1, I gotta change the batteries.
I'm looking on Amazon, the Yaesu FT450 Delta is $850. Pretty sure my mom would buy that for me, right?
No, check out the used prices. Sometimes you see them $5, $5.50 if you search around. You'll get them cheaper.
RNL was advertising it new for $600-something.
Yeah, the screen's actually a negative screen. It's black and white, which looks pretty boss. But this is like a very nice radio, very, like an all-in-one radio, really, just like you said.
62 WDJ. Yeah, that was my second choice. The reason I got the 7200 over that is because it had the orange screen, and I liked the way it looked better. That was basically it.
B-O-H-C is back.
W2CH, there's also the Olinko, I think, SR9D.
I think Yaesu has a rebate program on that radio, KD2CAK.
Yeah, they had a $50 rebate on my FTH57 Delta.
And what was the thing on your radio?
Top radio unreadable. KD2JJ.
KC2WDJ. Bruce, whatever battery you switched to has even less power than the other one. You're not making the repeater.
I'm probably just in a bad spot. Yeah, my comment to Walt was the 7200 doesn't do FM on 10 meters.
Roger that. And, do you know if it does FM at all? I don't think it does.
I don't see anything. 166. Upper and lower sideband, CW Gritty, and
yep, that's what I thought.
It's got a bigger capacity too. I'm just in a bad spot. I've got some foil mylar that stuck to some styrofoam, which then went over the house before the siding went on. So it's like living in a Faraday cage here. I really need to get an outside antenna.
On that 7200, what happens if you set it to the FM repeater frequencies between 29.6 and 29.7?
I'm not quite sure, but I don't believe the radio supports FM at all in any mode. I'm not seeing it here in the manual. It lists the modes, and FM is not one of them.
Generally not going to decode at all.
KC2WDJ, KD2JJ. I'm sorry about that. But on your QRZ page, it says, I look forward to seeing you on the air. I don't know how you see anyone on the air. I guess you want to change that to hearing you on the air. So that was pretty funny. KD2JJ.
There's always slow scan and fast scan if you have the equipment.
Oh, that is true. If you do have fast scan and equipment.
See who notices. KD2WDJ.
Anyway, it's an expression, an idiom of sorts for ham. I was looking forward to seeing somebody further down the log.
KD2IMD.
Another county heard from. Chris, you're making the machine a little better, but still quite noisy.
Okay, I'm trying a few different spots. I'll move again.
Still use that radio on FM in the 2 meter and the 440 band. And I think we need to fix that. I'll take a look again at the band chart.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to make it go upper sideband if it's possible. I'm really not sure how to change the mode on the radio.
You can't, it's FM only.
So is FM also a phone? Is that the same thing? It's on 6 meters, it says phone for 50.1 and 54 megahertz.
It's one flavor of phone. Phone could mean sideband, could mean AM, could mean FM, could mean potentially like a few other.